Hello, hello, and thanks for joining us. This is Maxwell Schmitz here with the esteemed Emma Schmitz. And we just wanted to say thanks for listening. It's been a while since we've been on the pod waves. And we wanted to basically bring you this fresh brand, Yetworth Insurance Solutions, and just go into a little bit more of the story of why we decided to rebrand. We had that very epic fan favorite name of DI and LTC Insurance Services, but it was time for something new. So I brought on our marketing expert here, Emma Schmitz, to help us out with explaining that a little bit. Em, thanks for joining. I know you're going to be an integral part of this pod, so I'll let you run with it.
I'm excited to get this back up and running. Podcasts are one of my favorite sources of content. And so, especially with this new brand that is much more marketable and easier to say, it's easier to remember. Before it was hard to explain sometimes. Although, our name was the products and services that we provide, but I think Yetworth just says so much more about what we really do. It's a kind of a fun way of saying your future net worth, your yet worth. And we're talking about, your potential income in the future. And that's we're ensuring that potential.
Love it. Love it. I mean, that's pretty much all we have to say now. Before it was like, wait, okay, who am I talking to? Like, how am I gonna describe what we do? Are they an advisor? Are they a consumer? Are they young? Are they post-retirement? What's the story here? And it was always tailored to, the recipient of the words. And I think they saw the calculations happening in our brains and were already tuned out before we even started talking. Most of the time,
They're like,
speaking
why
to
is this so hard for this person
each
to say what they do?
other. Oh my God. 10 years of that, and for me, and I never got it down. So this is the way to do it. And anecdotally, like what you said, Yetworth Insurance Solutions, even if there's like a slight eyebrow raise, you can just be like, we insure people's future net worth. And I've used that explanation on people who are 25 and people who are literally 90 years old, and everybody gets it. So, no, I should say with one exception, but we won't dive into that one. Some people have been very resistant against any form of rebrands, and I won't say the name of that particular person's company, but I think you can kind of understand where they're coming from, and that's fine for them. But we were ready for a launch into the future. We're working with a slightly more nuanced audience these days, too. Do you want to dive into that at all?
Yeah, I mean, so we're kind of positioning ourselves as the risk management consultants for financial advisors and other insurance professionals who deal with financial types of insurance. And so our target audience is, CFPs, financial advisors, consultants, counselors, wealth managers. So we are going to be there. Well, you are kind of their risk management coach in a way
In a
where
way.
you work with them directly to help fulfill their clients' financial plans with these lines of coverage that fall under the risk management portfolio of a whole financial plan.
100%. And I love the way you describe that with like the risk management perspective, especially as it stems to wealth management and investment advisors, because so many of those folks who are working in that capacity are working with people who are compensated in a multitude of ways. I mean, salary is just such a small, literally such a small component of their overall compensation. And for the most part, none of the other stuff is getting protected. I mean, they have group LTD that covers their salary, but then they've got $4 million of stock bonus and then, other sorts of compensation, whether it's incentive or other forms of bonuses. And this is reliable bonus money that is really part of their base compensation after a while, their base wages. And so we need to make sure that that income that they're using, that they're counting on, is fully protected so that they can meet their retirement goals long-term, or short-term, if that's the perspective that they're taking. You know, if they're part of this FIRE movement, which has kind of subsided a little bit, but, you know, I'm sure that, I mean, there's still definitely people out there grinding who want to do the grind for 5-10 years and then, you know, pull the plug at age 40, 45, something like that. And just kind of be set for life. Well, what if something happens to derail that entire experience? I mean, now suddenly, you know, you're working 20 more years because you didn't have a year of your stock bonus covered. Like, really, you're going to let that set you back? That's such a, we need to help these people kind of get their portfolios fully mitigated against that type of risk. So
yeah,
that's the name of the game. It's more than just a salary play. We're not talking about group LTD most of the time, although we do like to get into those spaces sometimes too. You know, executive bonuses, RSUs, everything like that, it counts as income. So let's protect it the same way. Mm-hmm. So that's the audience we're working with more and more these days. We love those people. They are, they're really just genuine advisors. And that's kind of, you know, that's the type of consultative approach that we have in our business. It's, you know, for a fact, it's never been salesy. We're always walking through the necessary components. And really, I like to tell people I'm the worst salesperson on the face of the earth, because half the time, more than half probably, what I'm doing is unselling benefits and features, and just showing people ways to kind of bring down the price. So that's our take. That's where we're coming from. I don't know. We wanted to keep this one a little bit short, but just give you guys a flavor for what you can expect here on the pod. So we thank you for joining us. Anything you want to leave the audience with, Em?
No, I mean, we can talk more about the fun logo and our colors and things like that at a different time, but this is just an overview of the general rebrand.
Love it. Oh, I'm excited for that combo. And I think people will be excited to hear it too. It's kind of interesting. I mean, we put a lot of thought and intentionality into all this stuff. So, you know, maybe people, it'll get some other people's creative juices flowing and stuff too. So that'll be fun. Cool. Well, thank you. Appreciate the time. We will connect again soon. Thanks, everyone.
All right.